Yeah, we really are, you know, and it's, yeah, it's just kind of always evolving. I think I say the same thing about, you know, every year around this time or even a couple weeks later, you know, out of all the games we have scheduled, we probably have maybe played one or two on the actual date it was scheduled for. So that's just kind of part of it. You know, we were supposed to have our home opener. You know, like you said, we went to Texas instead of Oklahoma a couple weeks ago to get games in. And supposed to have our home opener last weekend, and obviously that wasn't going to happen with all the snow. And so we went to Pueblo to play that series. And then this week, you know, finally caught a break in the weather. You know, we're actually going to go from Friday to Saturday this week on our game times, just kind of help accommodate Northeast a little bit. Their weekend series last weekend got pushed back to the middle of the week, so they didn't want to miss basically, you know, 80% of class on the week. So you know, we'll go Saturday here at our place. So looking forward to doing that. But you know, and then I was a little concerned with all the snow melt if the field will dry up in time, and it actually is. It's in pretty good shape right now, so should be good to get on the field, on our home field, and play. But like you said, just kind of you know, rolling with the punches when it comes to the weather, and you know, the goal right now is just to play as much as we can, and that's what we're trying to do.
Get a chance to face one of your good friends and Coach Clapp. I talked to him the other day, and I think they're like 6-5 right now, but he likes his team, and they always are competitive when they face your kids, don't they?
Sure. Yeah, it's always a good series. You know, feel like it's, you know, they, you know, he obviously does a great job, and I think last year we split it up 2-2, which, you know, I guess for maybe a couple good buddies is good to an extent. You know, it's going to be, I don't want to say it'll be a challenging weekend for us, but it'll be a good weekend that'll make us better. And, you know, we played better last weekend, so obviously feel good about that. And then, you know, just we need to continue to get better.
Couldn't believe that you went down to Pueblo, Colorado. I went, wow, that's good, warm and dry, but you did, and you got some games with Bismarck State College and won 3 of the 4.
Yeah, we you know, yeah, like you said, we went down there and you know, it was actually, you know, really nice. Saturday was like 55, and I think Sunday was 70. So, you know, both really obviously really nice days. And we're able to play. They didn't have any snow out there, so we felt good about getting out and playing. You know, first day we played really well. I think we had 2 10-run victories. Second day, you know, it was their first time out on the weekend, and I actually thought they had a pretty decent club. And first game was tight, and we were able to get the win. And then last game was a tough one. You know, it was top of the sixth inning. We were up 3-0, and they had, you know, with 2 outs in the sixth inning, they had no runs on 2 hits, and they finished the game with 7 runs on 11 hits. So we just, those last 4 outs, we couldn't get. You know, we gave up 2 runs in the sixth and went up 3-2, and then you know, in the seventh inning, yeah, it was just, you know, seventh inning, we had 2 outs, nobody on base, 2 strikes on the guy, and he got single. Then the next guy was up, and we had him 1-2, and we walked him, and then they had like 5 hits in a row, and you know, we lost. So we got to learn to close that one out, but we'll keep getting better at it. And like I said, it was good to play and get back in the win column.
And John, you had a great honor to one of your kids, a national award, a couple of awards, and I believe you've got one of the best hitters in the game right now, don't you?
Yeah, we had a kid, Corey Waters, who he was, yeah, named National Player of the Week last week. He was, you know, one of the crazy things, he reached base 13 times in a row, actually, 10 hits and 3 walks. So, you know, he's a really, really nice player. He actually pitched, he started a game down there, too, and threw 4 innings and struck out 10 and didn't have any hits going. So, you know, he had a no-hitter through 4, but just pitch count early in the season was getting up there. So, we just, you know, we're really trying to, you know, make sure that our guys stay healthy to get into the league, especially arm-wise. And we just, you know, like I said, he had a great weekend. He's hitting almost 500 this year and just, you know, has 5 or 6 doubles, 4 or 5 home runs. So he's just doing a really nice job for us.
No big surprise after the season he had last year.
No, not at all. Yeah, he was freshman of the year last year in the league, and you know, he's just really, really nice player. Can do a little bit of everything, like I said, as a pitcher and as a hitter. So just really, like I said, really pleased with him, and And, you know, hopefully we have some other guys starting to catch fire a little bit at the plate as well. And, you know, it's always a little bit of a process. You know, we feel good about, you know, the direction we're going. We just need to try and keep the momentum up. And like you said, against a good opponent this weekend, but always fun to get out and compete against them, and it'll be good.